You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Ketchikan, Alaska, to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to Abu Dhabi, to Paris, Texas, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this beautiful, sunny, warm morning, afternoon here in Los Angeles. It's about 70 right now.
It's a nice, comfortable 70 and a happy
Who
holidays.
Who said it was winter?
Right. That's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
That today? And happy holidays to everybody. As Mark says, it's a nice, comfortable 70 degrees. But this morning, Mark, it was freezing up by me. And
yeah,
when
the mornings,
freezing, when it's in the 40s, it's freezing.
The mornings are cold. The mornings and the evenings. We have nice 75 to close to 80 degrees for the last few weeks. But when you get to the evening and the early morning hours, it's like East Coast.
I think I had the air conditioning on 2 weeks ago. I think it got
really?
88 couple of weeks ago. But still, yeah, we haven't had rain. I mean, we've had these terrible, terrible wildfires. How's that latest one, Mark, up there in Santa Barbara?
50% contained after 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks and like 260,000 acres burned.
It's amazing.
Which Rob Lowe has moved back to his palazzo in Montecito. Did you see that news today?
Yeah, he's feeding the crew.
Burgers and pasta for all the
burgers
firemen.
Burgers and spaghetti.
Yeah.
Love it.
Burgers and spaghetti. That's a heck of a combo, but good thing that's pretty cool of him. I know he had to move out. Oprah had to move out. Ellen had to move out.
And these Didn't hear anything about Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah. He lives up there, too. Anyhow, these wildfires are just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Just nuts. We've had ash out by not over the weekend we did, which was terrible. But anyhow, it's a beautiful day.
Fires just awful.
Beautiful. I like to see, the way it looks outside and the way it feels, Mark. I was going to say it's a beautiful summer day.
It's a beautiful day to go Christmas shopping.
And I think we're going to be spending a little bit of time.
Indeed, we will.
Doing that this
afternoon. I've got a few meetings in the afternoon.
You have to. When you work all day during the week, you got the weekends that are there for shopping and errands. And what have you, but going to the mall the weekend is nutsorama.
Indeed it is.
Nutsorama. And if you have the opportunity like we do to do some shopping in the middle of the week, you got to do it.
Yeah,
but
you
anyhow,
do.
Mark, let's start the show off like we do every Tuesday when we're in studio.
Okay.
With birthday wishes, celebrity birthday wishes.
I hope there's some good ones.
Got a couple good ones. You know, there's always a couple good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal. Mm. Is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
I think it's Gyllenhaal.
Well, how old is he?
I'd say 38.
Oh, very close, Mark. 37.
Ah.
37. Here's a good one for you. Jennifer Beals, who looks like a babe.
This is Jennifer Beals from Flashdance?
That is correct.
Okay, I would say she's... you're right. Hold on 1 second. She has got to be...
looking real good for her
58.
Age. 54.
Oh, wow.
She looks pretty good. She looks like she's in her late 30s or early 40s.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano. Still trying to figure out what she was.
I don't know.
She's the boss. I think she was Tony Danza's daughter, and she's the boss.
Really?
Yeah. Cause she's
Melissa Milano?
Yeah, I think so. She's 45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's about, when was
you
that
say again? Alyssa or Melissa?
Melissa.
Melissa Milano.
Yeah. Oh, no, Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano, okay.
Yeah.
Because isn't there a Melissa Milano, too?
There might be a Melissa Alano.
Okay. She's the younger one, I think. This is like in the 20s.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyhow.
Is that it?
No, Roman Farrow. He's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
He's 30. He's an attorney. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I thought he was a journalist.
No, he's an attorney that writes columns on occasion.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he's, 30. If he was still alive today, Mark, Leonid Brezhnev would be celebrating.
I'll tell you how old he is.
Celebrating his birthday today.
All right. Brezhnev would be... 113.
Very close, Mark. Very good. He would be 111 today. He died when he was 76.
Yes.
How about Chris Angel?
I'd say he's 40.
Celebrating 50 candles on his birthday
50.
Today.
50? Looks good for 50.
Looks real good for 50. Maybe it's that...
So he's only really been around for about 15 years, right?
Well... I guess in the public eye.
Right, in the public eye, yeah.
I mean, with his show, 15 years, yeah. Bob Urich, Dan Tana from Vegas.
Oh, he died,
Yeah, he died. If he was still alive today, he'd be 69.
Huh, that's not bad.
If he was still alive. He died in 2002.
Yeah, brain cancer.
Yeah, Kevin McHale, basketball coach or former coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves and former Boston Celtic, is 60 today. Maddie Sweet.
Sweet. Must be a YouTuber or something.
She's 14 today. She's an Instagrammer.
Oh, an Instagrammer.
Yeah, and let's not forget about Wishin, Mark. Wishin is 38 today, and he's a rapper.
Rapper.
Tyson Beckford, the real popular, famous male model.
Yeah.
You know who he is.
Tyson Beckford?
Yeah.
28.
He looks really good for his age, too. He's 46.
Oh, 46.
He's been doing this forever. And Mo Williams, former NBA player. I love it. 34 years old, and he's a former NBA player.
Wow.
34. Ain't that crazy?
34.
Anyhow, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, everybody, and happy December. Today's the 19th, right?
It is the 19th.
Wow, one week from today is already the day after Christmas. So.
And we will be, let me do that.
All of a sudden, it just seems that Christmas will be over in a week. You know, leading up to it's all crazy. This, you hear the music, the rapping, all the stuff you're eating. Then it's like the day after Christmas is all of a sudden just gone.
Yeah, I was saying to Stacy yesterday, excuse me, something down the feather down my throat here. But
I have a slug.
I was saying that in a week, Christmas is here, and a week from today, it's the day after Christmas already. So all this planning, all this money, all this decorating, all this wrapping, all this cooking, all this baking, everything, over.
Can you listen to the holiday music after?
No.
Okay.
It starts actually Christmas night. It stops, Matt.
Okay.
Or at noon, I think it stops on Christmas Day.
Okay. So that's over with then.
Yeah.
But then it's still – then it goes from rapping and music and eating and celebration and holiday festive crap to a week of just party mode, right? Getting ready for New Year's. I mean, all of a sudden, Christmas is over, but you're still in the party mode. So you're planning a parties, right?
Right.
So, but everything else is gone.
Right.
Okay.
And then the high is gone. The high of the holidays.
And then you have 7 days of just preparing for your festivities.
Your New Year's Eve blowout.
And then after your New Year's Eve blowout, whatever you do, then you wake up on January 1st, and then all of a sudden it's just like it's New
Year's
Day, just like that.
New Year's Day. Wow. One of the best things, and we'll talk about a whole New Year's Eve and New Year's Day plans for us here. But one of the things I love about New Year's Day is going to the Rose Parade and then the flyover of the B-1 bomber. There's nothing like that to be seen from anywhere. It's a fabulous sight. We will be seeing that if you're joining us for the Rose Parade this year.
Well, yeah. You know what the plans are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah
we're doing the parade. We're doing dinner at the
Langham,
former Ritz-Carlton. It just sounds better saying the Ritz-Carlton.
Langham's nice, though. I like the Langham.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think more and more people know of the Langham.
Oh, yeah, I guess they do. But years ago, when you said Langham, it would be like kind of wet. Now
right, exactly. I don't think I had ever heard of the Langham before the Ritz turned into the Langham.
Is that the only one we have here?
Yes, in California.
In Southern California?
In Southern California. There might be one in Frisco. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But like I said, a week from today is the day after Christmas. And one of the things that, if you're local to Southern California, the day after Christmas is always opening day at the Great Race Place, which you know as well as I know is Santa Anita.
Yeah.
So Santa Anita will be having their opening day Tuesday, December 26th.
One week from today. Wow.
1 week from today. And, you know, as it is what we have been doing for years, is going to Santa Anita the day after Christmas. And it's really good this year because they've got a big to-do opening day highlights at the Chandelier Room.
But they don't usually have that Chandelier Room open on opening day, I don't think.
I don't recall if they have the Chandelier Room open. Oh, great. If the Chandelier Room is open. But this year it is, which is great. This is the festivities they've got going, opening day highlights at Santa Anita. They're giving away the 2018 wall calendar, which is nice. They're giving away a plush toy giveaway, which for the kids. It's a little plush horse, which is cool. Fashion and hat contest, which is great. I myself have won that twice. Whiskey in winter, sampling of whiskey in the Chandelier Room, which is great, which is where we're going to be. Craft beer and cider trackside festival. The 100-to-1 Club has a brunch buffet that day as well. Family Fun Zone, Premier Bud Light Lounge Buffet. So there's three buffets going on. Guaranteed $1 million late pick 4. Gates open at 10. First post at noon. Going to be a great day. The weather is going to be held out for us. It's going to be fantastic.
Should be good.
I mean, geez.
But yeah, I think I don't recall being there the day after Christmas in the Chandelier Room. So
SantaAnita.com.
You know, they got that great Chandelier Room. They need to open it up for more.
It's open for events. It's open for events.
Private events.
Yeah. But it's open for every event they could have now, Matt, really. Opening day, Pegasus Cup, the Santa Anita Derby.
All the
Triple Crown. So it's open for all the major races.
Yeah.
Which is great.
They're just expanding a little more with this.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
SantaAnita.com, phone number 626-574-7223. Tickets are still available for anything. It's for the Chandelier Room, for the Trackside Cedar and Beer Festival, the 100 to 1 Club Brunch Buffet, and the Premium Bud Light Lounge Buffet. You get a free calendar. The kids get a free stuffed toy. I mean, you can't beat it. So you know you and I will be there. And
looking forward to it.
Yeah, one week from today.
As always.
And dress to the nines to see if you can win something.
And yeah, exactly. And as always, we're working on a couple upcoming events, the Tommy Chong Partnership, partnership with Rally for Kids. We're doing Miss Nevada, Miss New York, and so forth. But one that I particularly want to talk about is one of our clients that's participating with our upcoming Oscar event in February, actually early March. The name of the brand is All Organic. Yes, right, allorganic.com, where they are providing organically made pajamas and pillowcases. How about that?
I love it.
To be better, we have to do better. That's what they say. Here is to All Organic. Their mission mark is to educate, heal, and grow all of life's achievements. They educate the now to heal our future from lessons we've learned in the past. This is their mission statement, by the way. By using earthly minerals in our products, we heal our environment for future generations, and in the process, we begin to breathe life back into our lives. At allorganic.com, it's not just what we eat, but it's what you wear as well as you sleep in. I didn't really know that organic goes that far as
clothing.
Far as clothing and so forth. So very happy and excited to have allorganic.com on board. Thank you, Leon, for being involved, and looking forward to checking out and trying some of your organic pajamas and organic pillowcases. So bravo.
Bravo is right.
Yeah.
Bravo.
So we'll be talking about some of our other events coming up, Mark, but I just wanted to say in regards to one of them that we're doing, they are involved.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Where are we with the Rose Parade coming up as far as, from what I understand, we're getting credentials?
That's correct. Let me see one second. Let me look at this one moment here. Take over.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know what you're looking at, but how about that? But anyhow, yeah, Rose Parade is coming up, and we're fortunate enough to be invited to obtain credentials for the parade. In what capacity, I'm not quite sure what that means. We'll find out later this week, but excited to be involved as we are every year.
Yeah, we got credentials. I got credentials for us and the wives. For the first time, we've got credentials for everything. So there's a couple of events going on. There's multiple events going on for the Rose Parade, of which they are the—
Well, that's 2 weeks from— Yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
The Rose Parade, also just for social media concerns, hashtag Rose Parade is something that we use for any of the Rose Parade postings that we're going to be doing while we're doing the Rose Parade.
What is it? Hashtag
media.
Rose Parade?
Hashtag Rose Parade. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hashtag Rose Parade.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Rose Parade, the opening show is presented by Honda. The closing show is presented by Wells Fargo.
Closing show?
The 129th Rose Parade Grand Marshal, Gary Sinise. Everybody knows him, basically, I think, from
Forrest Gump.
Or CSI New York.
Yeah.
But those, he's on a lot of stuff.
He's on that other show right now that's, it's not CSI. It's where they travel across the globe.
Not Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
No, he's not on that.
Okay, well, what is that? It's
that's Joe Mantegna that's in that.
Right, okay. But
he doesn't have any show right now. His show is Criminal. His last show was CSI New York.
No, it was just on not too long ago. It's where he traveled across the country.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, across the globe.
All right. TournamentRoses.com. A lot of stuff going on through the month of December. You could volunteer for float decorating.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, we did it for 3 years when Bob worked with Sundance, Sunkist. We did the Sunkist float for him when he was out there.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, you could volunteer for float decorating, which is great. So go to tournamentroses.com for all that information. Excuse me, the Bandfest, which takes place in 2 days, December 29th and December 30th. That's
Where's at
PCC in Pasadena. There's the Equifest. Presented by Wells Fargo, taking place at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center on December 29th. The Rose Bowl Hall of Fame induction, presented by Community Bank, is taking place on December 30th at the Rose Bowl. There's this new thing this year called the Rose Bowl Bash. It's kind of like a fan fest type thing, but it's taking place downtown Los Angeles at the new block down there.
The block.
You know what that's the used to be the old Macy's 7th.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called the block now. Mm-hmm. But for something like this, like a fan fest thing, you know, they got that mini fan fest taking place at the Rose Bowl where they're doing all the floats.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that something called the Rose Bowl Bash, they would have it in Pasadena someplace.
Yeah.
But to have this thing at the block, I guess it's worthwhile. I guess it works well for them. But I was surprised to see that the block.
I'd like to check out the block.
Yeah, it's
down. Completely redid that.
Downtown LA.
Redid that.
Yeah, so it's like a fan fest type thing. So that's taking place. These are all the things that are taking place at the Rose Parade. During the Rose Parade, pick up our credentials at the Wrigley Mansion. Hopefully we can get in the Wrigley Mansion. I've never been inside the Wrigley Mansion. I think it'd be great to take a look at that
place. That would be nice.
Check
that
out on Orange Grove Drive. So we've got our New Year's Eve plan. We're going to have some bubbly in the bar over there at the Langham, followed by a four-course or five-course elegant dinner.
I don't even know the name of the restaurant that we're going to be at over there.
Yeah. we've been at the Langham for the last two or three
years,
on New Year's Eve, which is a great place because everything that's happening for Rose Parade and Rose Bowl, they're based right there at the Langham. That's like the host hotel for everything that's Rose Parade and Rose Bowl. So you bump into all sorts of different celebrities and fun people. And,
it's cranking, too, man. It's buzzing.
It's cranking and buzzing.
Very, very cold the last 2 years so when we were there.
2 years ago, really cold. Yeah. Last year, cold. But 2 years ago, incredibly cold. So all that stuff has taken place at the Langham. So we're looking forward to our New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then New Year's Day, we're going to be at the parade. And then you watch the Rose Bowl game and so forth. So that's great. And then January 2, you get back to business, I guess, right?
Well, speaking about, before we move on to January 2, speaking of parades, how about that Hollywood Christmas Lane parade, Mark?
Wow. You know, we were in there. When was that, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
Wow.
How about some of those guests? Or how about Eric Stratt as the host? And
It's like pouring salt in an open wound watching that show, that parade. Very painful and very upsetting that it's fallen to what it is now. I mean, this thing used to be some parade.
Yeah.
Now the biggest star that was on it, really, I think, was Kate Linder from Days of Our Lives and who's the other one that's on Days of Our Lives?
No, she's on
Young and the Restless.
Yeah, you know,
she's come to all our lounges.
Yeah,
Deirdre Hall.
I think she's bigger than Kate Linder, though, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying the two of these are the biggest names that were there. And then your guest, your Grand Marshal, which was Dr. Oz, which I think that's. Come on, Dr.
Well,
Oz.
He's pretty big.
Yeah, but nobody really knows who Dr. Oz is.
He's pretty big.
He's got that half-assed show on.
I watched the. You know what I don't understand is. How come they can't do it live?
The parade?
Yeah.
I don't know. They should do it live. It's a parade. I don't think any parade airs that's not live.
Yeah, and they have it 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And I barely knew that it was on.
I think I know what it is, man, because that's what it is. They have all that editing to do because they have those concerts that are going on throughout the night.
But
I don't think the concerts are in sync.
But they're all going on. They're not like pre-done.
Right, but they do it. They do one stretch, and then they do a concert, another stretch, another concert. So it's the setup time for the concerts. They take them down. They set them up again. So that's why it's not live. But get rid of those syncs and keep it to a 90-minute parade then.
Yeah,
but
and
I don't
two
like
weeks
this.
Later, 3 weeks later, you almost forget about it. They barely promote it.
I agree.
I barely knew that it was. I mean, and. I heard of the damn thing, and I like to be, you know, to watch it, even though I hate to say it, it didn't stink when we were in it. And we rode the Johnny
Buzz
Drama.
Aldrin was the Grand Marshal when we were there.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin was the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
We rode in the Johnny Drama car from Entourage, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a nice warm night.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
They got to do something else. They got to make it.
The Mayor Garcetti wrote in it. He didn't write in it this year. I mean, the mayor should always write in
it. They've got to do
something. They didn't even have any city Hollywood councilman this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've got to do something. I guess they tried to bring in this talent to perform, but that's less important, I think. They need to focus more on the talent that's
the
writing
talent they
in
bring
the parade.
In to perform is nothing.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, in years past, they need to focus more on
bringing celebrities in.
I think they're going backwards. I think what they're trying to do is think they're going to bring more viewers in when they bring these bands in. I don't think it's working. They just need to bring... I mean, I don't know. People want to write holiday parades, don't they? I mean, Vicky from... not that she's huge, but she just was riding in the boat parade in Newport Beach.
The Newport Beach boat parade, yeah.
Somebody else was riding something last week in the Whittier parade.
Yeah. But the Hollywood parade has been there for 86 years. It's got style, panache. And to bring it back to its heyday, you need to go out and get five or ten C or B list celebrities to ride in this thing. That's simple. I'm sure if you reach out to these people, some of these people are going to go on it. You've got to step it up a notch. You're going to get better talent. to perform, to be in the parade.
Yeah.
Take away the singing.
I can't remember, other than Kate Linder and the other one from Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And Dr. Oz,
that's
who
it.
Else wrote in it.
That's it.
They had kids from, like, some Disney shows, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
And other people, like, from other channels that I don't even know what they are, Pop or Ovation, or, you know.
That's it.
And I'm thinking, how do you know who these people are?
Right, you don't.
But
nobody knows. Nobody knows who those people are. It was really, like I said, it was.
How much do they charge for those tickets? I know it's free for most of the streets, but the first couple blocks is with the bleachers. Do you have any idea what they charge for that?
No idea. No idea. At all.
Did you see Eric Estrada on the KTLA Morning News last week talking about it, promoting it?
Yeah,
he was on Friday.
Yeah,
boy,
with what's his girl? That's
I don't even know what her name is, but. I mean, they got to do what they got to do to promote it. He did a pretty good job of it. I mean, if I wouldn't have even known what the parade was, and I'm tuning in to see him, you know, it's funny, man. Chips was 40 years ago, and
he was saying that people still come up to him.
Yeah, yeah, and but you know, if you're in the corner, or if you're like having dinner like at an outside bistro or whatever, and some 20-something people walk by, and you said, "Hey, question for you: do you know who Eric Estrada is?" Chances are they're going to say no.
Yeah, just how it goes at celebrity. Some celebrities are known forever. You know, they just are out there.
Yeah,
and some you just, but you got to wonder. Everybody knows somebody. So regardless if you don't think that you know who they are, somebody knows somebody. You know, whatever level of celebrity you're at, somebody's going to know who you are.
Yeah,
I believe that's how it is.
You know, Mark, I'm going to give a quick shout out to another brand that's going to be participating in one of our upcoming Oscar events. It's our Oscar gifting suite. The name of the brand is Climate. ClimateCase.com.
Oh, yes.
You've had your problems with this. I've had myself when you're at the pool and it's 100 degrees out or whatever, or you're driving around and it's cold and your phone freezes up. I know it shuts off sometimes if it's too hot. Climate Case, it's for your iPhone. when the temperature drops below freezing, iPhones can start malfunctioning. Your smartphone might not sense your touch. The battery dies faster, and if it's cold, the same thing happens. It just shuts off. So get to ClimateCase.com. It's a case, Mark, that you get for your phone. You put it in there, and that's exactly what it is. It's a case to cover up the phone. It prevents it from freezing. It prevents it from overheating and pretty much just killing your battery. So we're happy to have them involved. They're going to be in our gifting suite, climatecase.com. Check it out and get yourself. I think they're only about $34, which is pretty fair considering excuse me, how highly priced a lot of these accessories are these days. So climatecase.com.
Oh, I got to get mine.
Yep.
Oh,
hey, wait a minute. I think we're supposed to get some.
Okay.
I guess if Climate Case, if you're listening, Larry, send the Harris Brothers a couple.
Yep.
Because
he's right here, too, right? He's not too far from us.
He's
Newberry Park,
Westlake, Newberry Park, yeah. Yeah. So,
had a great weekend. Saturday, we went to this party at the California Science Center. Never been there downtown, which is where they house the Endeavour space shuttle right now. And it was for a production company, Rio Universal Productions. And, boy, talk about an eclectic mix of quasi-celebrities at this thing. First off, one of the best things about this party that I really liked, food was provided by Maggiano's.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've been to Maggiano's, it's got great food.
Oh,
and they had great desserts. They had this strudel pastry dish, which was incredible. And the bread and butter. I know you're just thinking, bread and butter? Yes, bread and butter. There is a good thing about good bread and butter than lousy bread and butter. Like, what was that scene? What was it? Oh, that scene in Godfather 3 where Eli Wallach, he tears open the bread and goes, grazie, nothing
Eli
like
Wallach.
Great bread. The smell and the feel of great bread. But anyhow, Maggiano's provided the meal, which was fantastic.
You know, usually when you get to an event, I know for me and for both of us, usually we want to dart straight to the
booze.
Bar first.
Straight
but
the
I know we were with our wives for a rare occasion for an event, and they said, let's get the food. And once we found out it was Maggiano's, it was like, the booze is on
get
the
get out of my way.
Continue pitching Maggiano's bar.
Yeah, but anyhow, it was fantastic.
It was a wide variety, too.
Yeah, they had the chicken piccata, chicken marcella. They had the
two types of pasta.
They had salad, bread and butter, and the desserts.
Cheesecake.
Fantastic.
And then they had that croissant thing, or that like apple strudel.
Yeah, which fantastic.
Wonderful evening, Mark. We'll go on to that a little more. However, the wine that they did serve was Charles Shaw.
You mean $2, Chuck.
Yeah, which is now $2.50.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with that?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never seen something like that before at a.
Because everybody knows about that. That's pretty. Yeah. I mean,
I only know about it if you go to Trader Joe's, I think.
Everybody goes to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. But you got Maggiano's, which is nice compared to that one event that we went to for the Gibson. Last year we went to some Gibson.
Oh, wow.
That food was
terrible.
That was a year ago. Yeah. Because it was a holiday party.
That was, boy, that year go by. But
didn't
that
it?
Food was terrible.
Yeah.
Here they have Maggiano's.
Great.
And they complement it with
$2 check.
Yeah. And then they had a tequila brand out there that was, I didn't like that drink they were mixing.
It was okay to me.
Had the cayenne pepper on it.
Yeah, but then, well, I didn't have it on mine.
Yeah. But
anyway, like I was saying about an eclectic mix of talent at this thing. First off,
here's
I don't
the
know,
list
there were a couple hundred people that were there, but we kept bumping into associates and friends and business people that we deal with over the years. But
I'm going to get this Manny in the Streets from Kiss FM is on this list,
oh,
too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, is Ronnie Allen Rippey on there?
No.
I didn't see him, yeah.
No, but what Mark was talking about, we made the, I don't, there's a name for this, the celebrity guest list.
The guest list, the photo celebrity guest list.
For the people that are invited to walk the red carpet. And this is, first off, the number one person on here is Drake. He didn't make it though, Mark, but his father made it.
His father?
His father's a singer.
Oh.
Yeah, but Priscilla Presley, Drake, Man in the Streets from Kiss FM Radio, very eclectic. Us, Francis Ford Coppola.
He was on the list, but nobody saw him.
Nancy Sinatra.
Who knows? He may have made it there.
Yeah. Nancy Sinatra is on the list.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, how about Rodney Allen Rippey?
Rodney Allen Rippey. That's right. He didn't
everybody remembers him. We were confused. We couldn't think of where he made his fame from. Where was he as a little kid? But which commercial? For some reason, I originally thought it was Life cereal, but that was Mikey. That wasn't Rodney Allen Rippey. So after doing research, Rodney Allen Rippey made his bones in the Jack in the Box commercials of the 60s by saying these words, too big a eat.
That was it.
He was eating a Jumbo Jack that was jumbo at that point.
Yeah.
And his thing was trying to get this little kid to get his little mouth around this big Jumbo Jack.
Too
so Rodney Allen Rippey, too big a eat, was the Jumbo Jack and in the Box of the 60s.
Yeah, he's not on the list, Mark. So I don't know if you walked the red carpet, but if you didn't know him, like we were introduced to him, somebody came up to us and said, have you met Rodney Allen Rippey? We're like, no, but we got to meet him. So we were introduced to him. Very friendly. Very friendly, but he didn't make the list, Mark.
And also the guy from Lost Boys. What's
Corey
his face?
Feldman.
Yeah, he's not on the list,
he's not on the list either, no.
Yeah, so look at that.
But nice to meet. Interesting cat. Very, very cool.
With his bodyguards.
With his bodyguards, because, you know, his life is threatened, right? Ed Asner, Mark, Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster.
Yeah.
He's on
did
here,
you see him?
No, I didn't see him, but he's on the list.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's an eclectic list of B and C
Henry
and D
Winkler,
listers.
Yeah, Henry Winkler.
B and C and D listers on that thing.
Yeah, really, really. And then let's not forget Tippi Hedren, Mark. She got the,
She got the special award for
special,
like a humanitarian award.
And Don Wells from Mary.
I'm sure she made it.
It says Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. I guess you can't just put her name in
there. Who else was there,
right?
too? There was somebody else.
The Musketeers were there. That's, I think, all the people that were the Musketeers.
Oh.
Let's
are they the new
them.
Musketeers? Yeah. They have new ones again now?
Yes, they do.
So then after we had the evening, we were there for about 3 hours, I guess. I had to have seconds of dessert.
And I wish I had seconds. I wish I had seconds.
Yeah,
I always
I had seconds of Maggiano's in the dessert. And then as we're leaving, we're heading home, I said, why don't we go to the new Korean Air Tower building? This is the tallest building west of the Mississippi. They've got bars in the 70th and 73rd floor. And so I said, listen, if we find some place to park, we'll go. We were lucky enough to find a place right across the street. And mind you, right now it's still early. It's about 10 o'clock, I guess, on a Saturday
9:45, 10 o'clock. Downtown's buzzing.
Buzzing. Yep. Downtown L.A., if you're not familiar with downtown L.A. on a Saturday night, usually it's not buzzing. Well, it has been for years, I guess, but now it's buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's happening in downtown L.A.
It was a warm night, too.
So we found a place to park, and right across the street almost, and we went off. So our first objective and goal was to go to the 73rd floor, which is because they've got an outside terrace, bar, grill, or whatever. Huge line. Everybody on a Saturday night wants to go to the 73rd
floor. I wonder
how
big the outside...
The Spire, I think it's called.
I wonder how much outside there is.
I don't know.
You know? I'm curious.
But line was huge. Line was huge.
Yeah.
So we opted for Plan B, which was the lobby bar on floor 70.
Yeah, that throws you off with the title, with the name. The lobby bar.
It's the Korean Air Tower also shares the building with the new Hotel Intercontinental Los Angeles, and the lobby check-in is on the 70th floor, and you go down for the rooms. So the rooms are from 50 to 70 at the building. So the lobby bar is on 70 where the check-in is, so it's the hotel bar. Which is great. There were a lot of open seats at the lobby bar because everybody was going to the
top.
Top.
Yeah. Well, what floor were we on? We were on 70?
70.
And the outside terrace is 73?
Yes. Mm. So great. The prices were fair. You know, beer was $8 a glass, which is
very
fair. That view that you're getting up there. No admission to get in. So
very fair.
You know, we found a table and chairs that are right by the window, so we had a great view overlooking downtown.
A clear night, too. Rumors that helicopter was coming towards us. It was getting ready to land in the building
LAPD?
Next to us. Was that LAPD? Shit, I mean, it looked like it was going to bump right in. It looked like it was a scene out of the Towering Infernos with that thing so close to us.
Yeah.
Man, it was just crazy.
Great. Great.
Fantastic.
So, a good time. It was it was a great time in downtown Los Angeles, someplace that we don't get to very often, but had a great time.
Yep. Hey, let's address what's going on with all these after the Harvey Weinstein. Seems like, did you see this morning how they're like really attacking Dustin Hoffman?
Oh,
all
so,
these women
this is
coming.
A slow build up now to Dustin Hoffman because I first heard about him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now, but this morning there was three women talking about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of them was 16 when it first happened. Just crazy. I get the Harvey Weinstein. This is getting. I mean,
I'll start with Harvey Weinstein.
I'll start with Harvey Weinstein, and how about Matt Lauer? And
boy, and these people are falling fast.
Yeah, I mean,
once they get you, you're falling. Charlie Rose, he went the same day.
Yeah, but it's been. Well, I guess I know Dustin Hoffman. Well, Dustin Hoffman, you said you heard a couple weeks ago,
about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, but he's. I guess he's.
They're gearing up for him.
They're gearing up for him, and I think Russell Simmons last week was on the block. Who else? And there's got to be tons more, right?
Well, that Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his face from...
you know, Mark, when we met Corey Feldman the other day, should have brought up... Did you see his interview with Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
Because, boy, it was Matt Lauer grilling him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how things change. You know, should have asked Corey what are his thoughts. You know, which is crazy, but... And so I guess Hoda Kotb has replaced him temporarily.
Yeah. They're out there searching for a replacement.
But I know yesterday, like you said, Megyn Kelly, I don't watch the show, but they were talking about the...
They had a girl on that was had a liaison with him 16 years ago. If I was NBC, I'm going to go low on the promoting this thing or talking about it.
I mean, he was a staple for 20 years.
Right.
And that's like they're putting
and friends with Megyn Kelly. So why would you have the opening thing, somebody that had a consensual relationship with him 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Consensual 16 years ago.
She was saying was she the one that's saying she was like fearing for her life now too?
No, that's not her.
Okay, somebody else. Maybe it was Harvey Weinstein. Somebody I heard yesterday.
Well, because that probably wasn't consensual then.
Yeah.
But consensual?
Saying, yeah,
it's
I know.
Not even worth
but
mentioning.
I mean, there's somebody out there who's fearing for her life. And
like Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Yeah. But did he have one or two Goombas with him?
May have been three.
Wow.
But that's ridiculous. Nobody's coming to take a hit out on Corey Feldman, you know?
Boy, you never know.
Well, you never know, but I wouldn't have thought that. But anyhow, like you said, nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Looks pretty good.
He does for his age. He's been around for so long.
Yeah, well, he's got a couple albums. He says that he's never really left. You know, he's been
left
anything, the industry, singing. He says he did like three movies last year.
Oh, you know? Yeah, he's one of those guys that just keep doing things.
Yeah.
You know, but nice guy. But, that's right, and he's not married. Did you see when he was on Celebrity Wife Swap a couple years ago?
No.
Boy, what an interesting piece that was.
Well, maybe he did. He had one of those angels.
He had all these,
angels.
Right.
Angels. That's
interesting.
Right. But you can't be on Wife Swap unless, a lot of them don't have wives.
None of them have wives.
I mean.
Rarely ever do they have a wife.
You know, it's just like the basketball wives, that one show on VH1. Half of them aren't
well,
wives.
By the way, the Beverly Hills Housewife starts tonight. Do you know who the new housewife is? And I don't even think she's a housewife either, but I guess it doesn't make any difference.
Is somebody famous?
I guess you could say famous.
Oh,
I don't know.
Who is she?
John Mellencamp's daughter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
But so does she live in Beverly Hills? I guess so, but I don't think she's married. I don't know how old she would be.
Well, we did meet his nephew.
Yeah, met the nephew. was dating the daughter of Prince Albert of Monaco.
Well, Mellencamp's about 65, so, I mean, he could have a 40-year-old daughter.
Maybe. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you sure it didn't start last night?
Yep, tonight.
Oh, cool. I'll check that out then.
Mm-hmm.
But so did they get rid of an older one? I mean, did they get rid of it? Somebody's coming
in? No. I just know they got a new one.
Huh.
So if they got a new one, they had to get rid of another one.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I think they do that every year, so they bring in a new one or get rid of somebody.
Hmm. How about the Tommy Chong event, Mark? Last time we were on the air, did we share with everybody?
We did not. I don't believe so. Well, we might have.
Well,
because we were here about 3 weeks ago.
Tommy
we?
Chong, I think so. Hard to keep track. I know. We used to be in the studio every week. Now we're just like maybe once a month or what have you. A busy schedule, constantly meeting, but this is a great platform to use, and I like getting in here every once in a while. But Tommy Chong is turning 80.
No, 70. Oh, 80?
80. He's turning 80.
Wow.
Just
80.
Like, yeah. And he's celebrating his birthday in the Las Vegas style. And in addition to that, they're going to be hosting the first annual
Tommy Chong Celebrity Roast.
Cannabis Roast, and then the Cannabis Awards. So it's a birthday celebration. It's the first annual Cheech and Chong Cannabis Awards. And Tommy Chong's going to be getting roasted as well. So Mark and I were invited a couple weeks ago to be on board to host their Celebrity Gifting Suite, because you got to have a gifting suite for every event nowadays, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so we are going to be participating, hosting the gifting suite for the event. So if you're out there listening, you have a like for Tommy Chong or Cheech and Chong or cannabis, or just want to get involved with celebrity gifting and branding, we're expecting to have a wonderful list of celebrity guests in attendance for the day that will be coming through the gifting suite. So if you want to get involved, give us a call, give us a shout out on Facebook. We'll leave all our contact information at the end of the show. But
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
2018. So it should be a good event. Just like you mentioned briefly about another event that we're doing coming up is for the Rally for Kids with Cancer.
Just got invited to do that.
Here in Los Angeles. They're coming back to Los Angeles for the first time in, what, 5, 6, 7 years since they did the last one? I don't remember for sure.
You know, it was before we did Storage Wars, Mark, so it's got to be more than 5 years,
okay,
6 years.
Okay, so maybe
ago.
6 years. Rallyforkids.com. It's a great event that's got the Scavenger Cup that takes celebrities and
cars. I like
cars
that name, the Scavenger Cup.
Driving around Los Angeles, and the winner, all the contestants come through the gifting suite at the end before you win the scavenger hunt. So it's coming here. It benefits a great cancer
Solutions for Impact, right?
Yeah, and the charity that benefits this particular one for Sophie, something or other, Sophie. We'll have more information in our next coming shows.
Yeah, but go to solutionswithimpact.com and rallyforkids.com to get some more information. But it's a great, like Mark said, it's a scavenger hunt. They get all these celebrities, and on a Friday night there's a party. It's a draft party. Everybody comes, and you literally draft. How is it? How do you get number one? Do you remember how that works? But you draft the celebrities that you want to be driving your car. Let's say you're Starbucks and your car is a Ferrari, and you want, in the years past, Anthony Anderson has been involved, Gene Simmons, Kevin Sorbo. Everybody wants like the biggest celebrity. So it's all by paid, right? I mean, it's the highest bidder. I forgot.
You mean to get the driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the highest. No, is it the highest bidder for the driver? Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean, or I don't know.
Geez, that tells you how long it's been since we've done it.
Yeah.
We forgot.
But anyhow, go to their website. Check it out. It's great.
Rallyforkids.com.
Friday night's the draft pick, the draft party. Then on Saturday is the actual scavenger hunt throughout the city. And all these cars are just driving. You know, L.A. is such a big city, Mark. It almost seems like it's something that they couldn't allow here.
Yeah.
You know, cruising around or in these fast cars.
That's a tough event to put together.
Yeah.
Because it's multiple things. You've got the Grand Gala. That alone is a big thing to put together.
Yeah.
You've got the launch where where you take off on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got all the stops, the pit stops at all the different locations.
A lot of legal things to take care
of.
Joel's coming out to have a meeting.
Licenses, permits.
Yeah.
I mean there's just a lot of things. It's not just like the one event, like our croquet thing that we're putting together.
Which, by the way, are you going to talk about that?
Wild Creations.
You have any shout-outs somewhere? Any shout-outs before?
Yes, I do. Wild Creations is going to be producing the first annual international croquet tournament in Rancho Mirage next summer, September, in Rancho Mirage. We're hoping to have the Ferrari Cup, Ferrari Champagne. We're hoping to have them finalize as presenting sponsor for this thing, but we're going to invite the greatest croquet players of the world here in Rancho Mirage to compete for the cup and nationally prize money. It's going to be great. It's going to be a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Rancho Mirage. The world will be watching. So we're opening this up to sponsors now to take advantage of this exciting new, we hope that will be a new revived sporting event around the country.
Mark, did we give any thought about selling TV rights for this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm on it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's coming out next year. See, the Harris brothers are always involved in something. I do have one pitch to do this morning. This is a great brand that is participating in our Oscar event March 2nd in Hollywood next year. It is trueactivewear.com. Great lifestyle activewear based in Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton based. The founding ladies of fashion, Jessica and Katie, are the ones, the founders of True Activewear. They're passionate about creativity, and they've got quality pieces. They just recently opened up a store in the world-famous Mall of America in outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. TrueActiveWear.com. Go to their website. They've got some great stuff. Activewear, you know, it's kind of like for the active person nowadays.
Leggings and working out, hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again,
very
they're based in Edmonton, Canada. We thank Katie and Jessica for participating in our Oscar event in March. They're passionate about creating quality pieces. And it's TrueActiveWear.com. Visit them. Buy some stuff and enjoy their wear.
Big shout out to Buzz Cocktails too, Mark. They're going to be participating not only in our Oscar event, but also taking part in the Tommy Chong event as well.
So I love that name,
Buzz Cocktails. Yeah, they're like frozen cocktails, like in a stick, like a popsicle.
Wow,
Buzz Cocktails.
I can go for one of those right now.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, that's probably like a very limited market as well. But
you mean they don't have a lot of competition?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Fantastic.
So they've cornered the market in cocktails.
Hey, how about the latest on the Ball brothers, the LeVar and Lonzo?
What a joke!
But did you hear now that they might be going to play for the Harlem Globetrotters?
You mean play with the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah. Uh
huh. I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters three times.
Yeah. I have
That's
not.
That's silly.
But yeah, but I think they definitely make more money playing because what I heard they're going to be making between $500 and $2,000 a month tops.
Why even bother?
Yeah, no kidding. But at the same time, I want to say the father's a real idiot, but then I want to say he's a real genius because it seems like he knows what he's doing. But he wants him to just, I mean, expected to play a month, maybe 2 months tops. But then what comes? You know, the little kid, the 16-year-old one, he's got the future, but the middle-aged one, they keep on saying that he stinks. He came along as a package deal because the young one's supposed to be really good. Lonzo was good when he was there for the 1 year, and it came along as a package deal. So. But I think they'd be better off doing the Harlem Globetrotters. Maybe they would bring a cool back to the Harlem Globetrotters. You know?
Well, I know. I think it is pretty cool. It's, every time I've been there, the place is place is packed.
Yeah, but there's no coolness to it. It's just the history that comes with it. But if the Lonzo Ball, the youngest one's got a weird look about
all do. And now Lonzo, he cut his hair now.
Yeah.
He had that hair, so he looked kind of different.
You know, he cut it himself. You know that?
No.
Yeah.
But now he just looks like the rest of them.
Yeah.
He should have kept the hair the way it was.
Yeah, but he's got a weird look too.
They all
man.
Got a weird look about him.
But the middle ones, he looks okay.
You know, I heard that 5,000 people showed up at the pop up store in New York City. But what I'm wondering is, you know, if they pop it up here, I go look at it too because I'm a looky loo. I want to see this thing out. But are they selling? Are there people buying these things?
That's a good question.
I think they're just looky loos.
Yeah,
I think they're taking advantage of going and then check it out.
$500 for the shoes, but the shirts are like $90, I think. And the switch, Blake wanted one. Did he get one?
No, he doesn't want to pay that kind of money. I just asked him.
The hats are, I think, $50, and the hoodies are like $120.
That's crazy dollars.
The shirts are more than the Jordan 23 brand. So,
you know, you've got the BBB brand for the three kids, of which only one of them is playing now, and he just started. The other two, one's still being homeschooled. The other one just...
Yeah, and how's that going, Mark?
The other one is stealing stuff from luxury goods stores, and I was reading the letters to the editor in the sports section on Saturday, like I do every Saturday morning. And one of the questions was, do you think they've got a Louis Vuitton in Lithuania? So, you know, these are unproven people. You can get these dollars for shoes for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, or whoever else because they're proven. They've been around.
And those shoes aren't even that high.
Right. So here you got two kids that aren't even playing, or one of them that's got suspended and they pulled out, and the other one's still being homeschooled. And the other one is Lonzo. He's the only one, but he's just started. So to get these kind of dollars for these products, I just can't. You know, again, kudos for Loudmouth Father for getting out there and making a brand of himself and for the kids, but who cares?
Yeah.
You have to be proven more before you brand yourself, I think.
On another note, Mark, do you know anything about that the thing we're attending at the LA Zoo on Thursday, the lights?
No, I know nothing about it. This is all you're doing.
Well, it's not my doing. We were invited by some publicity company. But
it's what's it called? It's called
LA Zoo
Lights?
LA Lights Zoo, yeah. Chelsea went last year. She said it was pretty good.
Okay.
I think this is a private party, though. I think there's...
Oh!
I think it's a special private party thing.
Food and
7
drink?
7 to 9, yeah.
But look into that one.
I'm not sure if it's cocktails or just like hot cocoa and, you know... teas well, look, and
look
stuff like that.
Look into it, because if it is, I'd like to get a nice hot toddy. You know?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's some special. What the hell's the name of that publicity company? Because I'd like to give a big shout out to them.
Yeah, right. But look into it and get the details, man, so we know what we're in for on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. But so. Actually, let me see if I marked it in my calendar here, see if I got anything here.
So have you seen that new baller show with the ballers?
It's on
with
Facebook?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
What's it called again? It's got a cool name, right?
Yeah, it's it does have a cool. I guess you
yeah, we were going to watch it. Blake and I were going to watch it the other day on Facebook. And
how do you watch it? Could you watch it on your phone? How do you watch
it? We're watching it. Well, we're watching TV.
How do you?
Well, we got a smart TV, so you can do anything on there.
Yeah.
You know, we go out there for Google and YouTube on the TV, so it's just going to Facebook on there and get into it. But I don't know. He knows about it. You know, these millennials, they know all about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know. But anyhow, yeah, I'd like to check it out. But here again, you know, he's selling these shoes on his own. The only reality show he's got is something on Facebook that he's doing himself. So the traditional markets out there are staying away from this ball guy.
Yes, Zoo Licensed by LRM Publicity.
Okay.
I'll look into that.
But anyhow, what I'm getting is traditional media outlets, traditional clothing companies want nothing to do with this guy. So he's doing his own shoes. He's doing his own show on Facebook because the traditional people are staying away from this
what
guy.
What a pain in the ass for the Lakers, too.
And as a matter of fact, the Magic and the general manager just got together with Ball the other day to tell him to tone it down a bit.
Yeah. Rob Lowe look-alike. That dude looks just like Rob Lowe.
But anyhow, you got to tone it down a little bit. There's a point of being loudmouth and not loudmouth, and he's just too much of a loudmouth. So, hey, did I give you the days that we're on Storage Wars Classics?
I think you said Friday.
We are on Saturday morning. Ah. Our very first not Saturday morning, on Christmas morning. Our very first day.
What a
the
Christmas
vault
treat
be with you is on. So our Christmas present to you.
Wow.
Christmas morning on A&E. May the vaults be with you.
Wow.
And then on December 23rd, which I believe is Saturday, we are on four episodes on A&E. So check back throughout the day on A&E on Saturday morning, or afternoon and evening on Saturday, and then Christmas morning,
boy,
may the vaults be with you, our gift to you
on
Christmas morning.
Like you say, Mark, it's just like I Love Lucy and Leave It to Beaver. We're always
running.
According to Jerry Mathers, who's also on the parade, he says that he's on nonstop.
Around the world.
Yeah, just like I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah. But, so this is great stuff. So, you know, you want to get a hold of the Harris Brothers, our email address is wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We're on Storage Wars on Saturday. We're on Storage Wars on
Christmas
Monday.
Day. Christmas morning. Merry Christmas. Happy
always
Hanukkah.
Looking for more friends on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. Instagram is huge now. We're at, what are we, about 10,000?
Almost 8,000, I think.
Ain't 100,000 like a lot of other people have, but we're at 10,000 or so on Instagram, so we're happy to be with that. Twitter also, twitter.com. Google us at
I don't think many people. Twitter got rid of that whole thing now with the characters where you have to use 137 or 100 whatever.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It's
when did that happen?
Recently, about a month ago,
I think.
Oh,
didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know what. I think there is still a limit, but it's not.
Okay.
How ridiculous was that before, too?
Our website is wildcreationsmedia.com. You could also watch us on the Twitter, the. Oh, what's that other one with the pictures?
Snapchat?
Flickr.com. Snapchat.
Flickr.
We're all across the board. Flickr. We're everywhere, you know. So we've got Tommy
Chong. We got some good old pictures on Flickr, too.
Oh?
I need to check that. So what were we saying about Tommy Chong?
We got the Tommy Chong event coming up.
Oh, don't forget the two beauty pageants, too, Mark. Miss Nevada, USA, and Miss New York,
there
USA.
You go.
So
there's a lot of stuff coming up down the pipe. Going on with us. We're constantly working on new deals over here, new TV shows.
And the Kentucky Derby is less than 5 months away now.
138 days away.
Yeah. Wow.
So hopefully we will be returning to the Kentucky Derby in Churchill Downs next year.
That's
so
a hell of an event.
Lots of stuff going on. So this is probably our last show of the year. So from the Harris Brothers, we wish you all a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Holidays, Yom Kippur.
Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Everything else. Enjoy our gift to you on Tuesday morning or Monday morning. I keep thinking Christmas is...
on Monday.
Tuesday, but it's Monday.
Tuesday, yeah.
We'll be at Santa Anita on Tuesday for opening day. So if you're going or anybody else is going, make sure to stop by the Chandelier Room and say hello to us. We're planning on winning big in some races on this.
And if you're going to the LA Lights at the zoo on Thursday, definitely look for us to say hello as well. We'll be looking for you.
And we'll be at the Rose Parade on New Year's Day. We'll be at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena on New Year's Eve. So if you see us, get there, have a good time. And
say hello, and I guess that's it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
Ciao.
Wow, later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.